Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Joining me from The Athletic, he is also the host of the Tampering Podcast with Joe Vardon, the aforementioned Joe Vardon. It is Sam Amick from The Athletic. What's going on, Sam? How are you, man?
Chris, my friend, good to hear your voice. Perfect segue to say hello since you're on the golf topic. I assume, does Joe Vardon hit it about 340, 352? I know y'all hit the links the other day.
We did. We actually walked instead of taking a cart, which was different and very, very fun. Sam, I'm not going to say that he hits it about 300, but he doesn't always know where his ball is going to go, but he hits bombs.
All right. That's impressive. All that flexing was worth it, I guess.
Is golf a possibility in the Disney bubble for some of these guys? Do you know that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't know the specifics regarding courses, just because I don't know the lay of the land. Everybody should probably, everybody within the NBA circles should make sure they have Doc Rivers' phone number, you know, from his old days coaching the Magic. That was his life because he's an avid golfer. But yeah, that is one of the approved activities. And it's funny to see players' reactions to that, because some of them are certainly very excited and are, you know, very into golf. Others, you know, seem mildly interested, and maybe they weren't golfers before, mm-hmm. but they'll become golfers now because there aren't a ton of options, you know, that let you stretch your legs like that. You know, fishing is the other one, and other than Paul George, I'm not sure how many fishermen there are within the NBA.
Right.
But yeah, golf is definitely on that short list.
So when we talk about the NBA trying to restart first in Disney and then contemplating a second bubble in Chicago for the Delete Eight, you've outlined a lot of the concerns that you have. What is at the top of that list for you, Sam?
Top of the list, I think just the nightmare scenario of an outbreak, obviously, on the inside. And specifically, my preface and my backdrop would be that I continue to talk to both medical experts and then, you know, players and coaches who are incredibly impressed by what the league has built. Mm-hmm. So on the one side, you have all the justifiable concern and some criticism about why they're even trying to do this in the first place. And then on the other, it's kind of this sentiment that, okay, but you need to give them a little bit of love because what they've done is incredible. But that's all preemptive. They haven't pulled anything off yet. Mm-hmm. And when you get inside the bubble, Chris, you're talking about daily testing, right? So what worries me, you know, based on, like everybody else, trying to become as much of an armchair expert on the topic as possible, is let's say you get tested at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, you come back negative, you go on with your day. At some point during that day, somehow, whether it's through a Disney employee or you accidentally, you know, cross paths with somebody in the public, which doesn't seem possible, but you know, the public will not be that far away. But one way or another, you contract the virus, you know, maybe a little bit later in the day. You know, the lag time between daily tests means that you could then play a game that night and you could, you know, share that ball and be bodying with somebody in the paint. And next thing you know, a few dozen more people have it. And that's how this thing comes crashing down. So for me, that's the concern. I don't know. You can't really put mathematical odds on the likelihood of it. But, you know, certainly when the MLS shows up in Orlando and right out of the gate has, I believe, 6 positive tests, you know, in their in their kind of quote-unquote bubble. That's the type of thing the NBA is obviously trying to avoid.
Talking with Sam Amick from The Athletic, he joins on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. What kind of basketball should fans expect inside the bubble?
That's another really good question. And I mean, let's say it's if we get a Lakers-Clippers conference finals,
yeah,
and everybody is healthy, then that's tremendous. You know what I mean? If it's the Bucks and the Raptors, the Bucks and the Sixers in the East, something like that, and everybody's healthy, everything's tremendous. On the opposite end of the spectrum is, you've got the Wizards. I don't even know their schedule, but, the Wizards and the Nets. Two teams that, for one, the Wizards are six games back of Orlando for that eighth spot in the East with eight games to play. A lot of people, not the Wizards, who I know for a fact are very excited to be there, but other teams look at them as kind of the poster child for why in the world are they even going.
Right.
And so is Bradley Beal going to play? Davis Bertans is already out. Let's say Beal doesn't play. Next thing you know, I would be watching a Wizards game just to see, if kind of the player tanking was something that would surface, because those dudes are not going to want to be there. The Nets, are down Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving already. Then DeAndre Jordan, Spencer Dinwiddie test positive for coronavirus. If those two guys are out on top of Wilson Chandler, that's a formula for bad basketball with these teams at the bottom. And I wrote a piece last week where I talked to a bunch of GMs anonymously, and there was a pretty fair level of concern about the product itself just not putting on a good show and having it be a really bad look. If these players not only don't feel like they have a real crack at making some noise, but on top of that, if they're simply miserable as human beings for being there. And to kind of qualify that, Chris, I get it. These are luxurious hotels. People are going to roll their eyes when they hear this. But they are all getting taken out of their normal routines.
Yep.
Nobody can have family inside the bubble until after the first round of the playoffs. There's about a 7-week stretch with no family. And, I wouldn't be shocked to see some players, kind of having that reflected in their competitive spirit when they hit the floor.
So to flip it forward, Sam, a report came out yesterday, and the wording of it has changed since that story actually posted. So I guess we'll say the NBA is in deep conversations about the possibility of a second bubble for the eight teams excluded from Disney. What do you make of that plan?
Yeah, so they've been talking about these possibilities for months. Those eight teams, the delete eight, as I think my guy John Hollinger at The Athletic coined that phrase.
Think so.
Which I love. The delete eight wanted somewhere to bring its players to compete. And the thrust of it is that concerns about competitive disadvantage for the teams that were not invited to Orlando, and just the obvious idea that their players, and the Cavs obviously are part of this group, their players could be looking at having gone from mid-March to maybe November without doing anything official with their teams. And I mean, that's not only unprecedented, but it's just incredibly challenging, and these guys, some of them have actually gone months without shooting a ball, and now that certainly has changed. But so these teams got together, and for the most part, there was almost universal support to do something like a second campus site. The Knicks have reservations. The Warriors have had reservations. And you're the expert on this front, Chris, but, I certainly was told the Cavs had a ton of interest in taking part. So I get the motive, but man, the optics are challenging. I mean, wherever it ends up being, and certainly Chicago is the focus right now in those conversations with the teams, but you immediately saw in the public space just how people were putting their hands up saying, are you serious? Like, you're trying to pull off a second site? And people are struggling with this because, it just has this perception of irresponsibility. Not even just the creation of the campus to begin with, but it involves a ton of testing, and testing is still a bit of an issue where we don't have the scale that some experts, think we should have to justify this kind of an exercise. So all that being said, I mean, there's some optimism from those teams that this will happen, but there's definitely of the discerning eye of Michelle Roberts, the executive director of the Players Union, is the main obstacle here. She has made it really clear that she wants this site to be as safe, if not more, than Orlando.
Sam, last thing before we let you go. There is so much uncertainty with the NBA and when it comes to revenue loss. How do you think that's going to shape the way that some of these teams proceed into the offseason when it comes to making moves, and maybe even next year's free agency, which was supposed to be a huge one with the potential of Giannis, Anthony Davis, and some of these other guys?
I mean, it's hard to gauge because, first of all, you have to, you know, look into the crystal ball and see if they can pull off the Orlando project.
Okay.
Because if they can't, then, you know, we all know the math and the economics there, that you're talking about $900 million in national TV money, mm-hmm. that gets lost, regional sports network money that is supposed to be recouped in part through the 8 regular season games that are obviously part of the plan. And so it's like, if they can do that and execute that, then the basketball-related income that, as you know, kind of dictates all of the numbers here, you know, is in a much more reasonable place. If it all falls apart, then it could be a nightmare. For one, is, you know, again, things you know, Chris, the NBA could tear up the collective bargaining agreement. There's a force majeure clause that allows them to do that. And so there's just, we don't know what the numbers are, but they're going to be depressed, not only because of this, but even going farther back, the China saga with the Houston Rockets and the Hong Kong controversy that, you know, GM Daryl Morey was part of. They've just been bleeding money since going back to October. And, I mean, it's going to change the numbers and the game plans for sure.
Sam, great stuff, buddy. Really appreciate you joining me. Stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy the 4th this weekend.
Likewise, Chris. Good to hear your voice, man. Appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Sam Amick from The Athletic, joining on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.